Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk a little Louisville Clemson as we go behind enemy lines. We do every single week with Clemson and South Carolina. This time we're going behind enemy lines with Paul Rogers. He's the play-by-play voice of the Louisville Cardinals. Paul, how the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, and congratulations for the proper pronunciation of Louisville.
Ah, yes. I'm glad I scored one.
I thought it was Louisville.
is that what it normally is in the incorrect way?
Most people know it's not Louisville, but you get a lot of Louisville, which technically it is. But when you're native, it's too much trouble to say Louisville, so it's Louisville.
Louisville. I guess it's my southern drawl there that did me. Hey, look, finally my thick southern accent works for something. Glad to start off on a good note, Paul. Appreciate you hopping on with us, man. A whirlwind, a roller coaster of a season for the Clemson Tigers. You get to see them in person for the first time Friday night. Is there any in your mind, like, this is the number one story talked about going into the season? Oh, this is a Friday night game. It could be weird for Clemson, a trip-up game. Well, come to find out, a lot of games will trip up games for Clemson in 2025. Any significance of playing on a Friday being tougher than normal in your mind?
Well, I think it's tougher for the opponent, to be honest with you. Louisville just seems to thrive on these Friday night games. The crowd is in the early weekend mode. They tend to get a little juiced up, if you'll pardon the expression, and it's a really lively, fun-loving crowd on Friday night games here. So I don't think the short turnaround is any big deal. This is the third Friday night game Louisville has played. I think, has Clemson played one this year yet? I'm not sure, but
not yet.
I think the Friday night home games for Louisville works to their advantage, but it's certainly nothing that Clemson can't overcome. I mean, they've, in their time, in their illustrious history, they've overcome many loud visiting crowds. But it'll be a lively, fun atmosphere on Friday night for sure.
Paul, it seems like Louisville at this point would want to request Friday night games. Is there any thought in your mind from the higher ups saying, hey, put these things on us because, number one, it gets you a better chance to be one of the two or three games on television. And, of course, it adds that extra little bit of atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think Louisville has ever requested them. I think they've been willing to accept those games. And, you know, it's funny that you often hear that about the Thursday night game or the Friday night game. Everyone is watching, and because there are very few options, obviously, compared to a crowded Saturday. But the other side of that, to me, is sometimes after you play and then you have this massive games on Saturday, all of a sudden they've forgotten all about you. So I don't know which one is better for the other. The fact is, play and play well when you can. And Louisville has done that most of the time this year. Two losses, oddly, at home and both in overtime in very, very similar fashion the way they lost the two games.
Paul, when you look at the year that Miller Moss is having, a guy who has seen multiple stops in college football, you've called every snap of this stop for him in Louisville, what do you think stands out about his game? Because, you know, unfortunately, we talked, it seems like as a nation, we talked a lot about Miller Moss when he was in Southern Cal. Now that he's gone to Louisville, you don't see him talked about from the national standpoint quite as much in my mind. In your mind, though, what makes him special?
Well, unfortunately, my answer to that would be his inconsistency. Miller has been very good most of the time, but he almost every game just makes a very hurtful decision, and that's why he's thrown seven interceptions this year, and three of them, in fact, have been run back for touchdowns.
Wow.
He throws a great ball. It's a vastly different system from what he played at Southern Cal. He never took a snap under center, I don't think, under Southern Cal, and they went purely with visual signals and a clap. He's had to learn how to get under center at times. He's learned how to call the play audibly, and their plays sound like a word salad. I mean, they make no sense to me if you've ever heard football plays called. And then he's had to learn to audible, and there's just been a lot mentally that I don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.